Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Lindsay Harran.
Do we get it? The Gospel of Luke chapter 23 tells us about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and about the reaction and response of some of the people who witnessed the horrific act. Luke tells us that people stood by, that people looked on, and that rulers sneered. But in verse 34, we are told that Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And by this we know that our Lord had already forgiven them, and that our Lord had already forgiven us. These onlookers are looking at Christ being sacrificed to pay for the sins of the world. They are looking at the Savior suffering for the salvation of us all. And Jesus is saying, they are looking right at me, but they don't get it. So as we think about this today, let's ask ourselves, do we get it? Do we understand the cost of Christ's suffering and the significance of the Father sacrificing his one and only Son? Luke points us to some who start to get it, and their response should make us consider the significance of what Christ was doing on the cross. We know that there were two criminals crucified with Christ, but only one of them gets it. Verse 40 says, "But the other answered, and rebuking him, said, 'Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?'" This criminal starts to understand who Jesus is. Then we are told that the Roman centurion starts to get it. Verse 47 says, "Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, 'Certainly this man was innocent.'" The centurion didn't stand by and quietly accept that Christ is the Savior. Instead, he openly praised God. A group of women get it. Verse 55 says, "Now the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment." Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Sanhedrin, a wealthy and powerful man, he gets it. In verse 52, we are told, "This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain." By getting Jesus, many of these people will put themselves in very compromising positions, but they refuse to follow the herd. They refuse to be pulled by the momentum of the crowd who, for one reason or another, saw Jesus as a threat to their own sovereignty. Luke's purpose, instead, was to show us that Jesus was the forgiving Messiah even as he died. Jesus asked the Father to forgive those who were killing him. He forgave one of the men sentenced to die with him. And even in death, Jesus has power to make people right with God. To quote John Stott, "Before we can begin to see the cross as something done for us, we have to see it as something done by us." So today, let us reflect on the question, do we get it?